Grave Without Killer, episode one. No, epilogue. Should I call it epilogue or episode one? No, it's fucking prologue, isn't it? It's prologue at the start. Prologue. Grave Without Killer, episode one, / prologue. Fucking prologue. The signs were all there. Boxes of fingernails labelled in drawers. Personalities assigned to the cactus plants. Too many dream catchers to be socially acceptable. And all those plaques of positive affirmations. Your day starts now, make it your own. Your soul is a waterfall of truth. You are a well of knowledge, seek it from within. The continuous spread of bullshit rhetoric should have been a clear indication of the madness within. But everyone's so fucking mad anyway, it was hard to discern. Let's talk about our emotional response to the latest lockdown, she'd say, while she boiled stock cubes on the hob next to a pan of peyote. I'm making gateways, she'd say, while she fed me vegan burgers made out of matter she'd scraped out of the freezer tray. She called them ice feasts, the combination of freezer mulch and the illusion of meat. It melted while it cooked. It tasted good when you were high from teas of enlightenment and bongs. The signs were there, but I was having a lovely time. She was my guru, the gruesome guru, the spiritual healer, the Grave Without Killer.